Finally, the day we have been waiting for is here. The Saints regular season opener right upon us. 2017 will open here at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. I'm John DeShazer, and welcome to the Saints pregame report here on NewOrleansSaints.com. You can catch us on NewOrleansSaints.com throughout this game. Kickoff will be 6:10 p.m. Central Standard Time. That game will be broadcast nationally on ESPN, locally back home in the New Orleans area on WDSU-TV. And again, the Saints anxious to get this season started, being one of the last four teams to kick off. Two Monday night football games tonight, the Saints being the first of those two, and really looking forward to seeing exactly what they have and whether or not all of that work they've put in this offseason is going to come to fruition in terms of a win. And when we say the Saints need to start fast, that's exactly what they need to do. The team always stresses that, and here's why. The last time the Saints won their season opener was 2013. They went on to win the first five games of that regular season, advanced to the playoffs, and won the first road playoff game in franchise history. In the three seasons since then, the Saints have started 0-2, 0-3, 0-3. Each one of those seasons ended 7-9 and out of the playoffs. So obviously, there's a reason that they want to start the season fast. They want to build up a little equity in the bank, and that way when the turmoil comes during the season, as it usually comes, they'll have something to be able to fall back on. But how do you do that on the road against a very, very good Minnesota Vikings team? Well, the Saints are going to have to get something going on the offensive line. Now, this offensive line pretty much revamped. At left tackle, there's rookie Ryan Ramczyk. At right guard, there's Larry Warford, a veteran free agent signee from Detroit. And also center Max Unger. Now, Max Unger did not practice for the majority of this offseason, only played in one preseason game because of a foot injury and then surgery and then subsequent rehabilitation. So this line has not had a lot of time to gel together this offseason, and they're really going to have it in for themselves against a very, very good Minnesota Vikings defensive front seven. So a lot of what the Saints do offensively successfully will depend on how well they're able to hold Minnesota and how well they're able to handle that pass rush. Expect Ramczyk to probably get a little bit of help on that left side, as again, he's a rookie making his first NFL start on the road in an extremely loud venue. So we'll monitor how that situation goes along. Also a big story here for the Saints, then an obvious one. Adrian Peterson, the running back, returns to Minneapolis. 11,747 rushing yards and 97 touchdowns accumulated in his 10 seasons as a Viking. This will be his first game outside of a Vikings uniform. First game for another team in his NFL career. And obviously, he's looking forward to taking it to his former teammates and his former franchise. And the way to do that for the Saints, run the ball effectively, again, with that offensive line that has not had a lot of time to play and practice together during this offseason. So we'll see how that situation develops. And if it doesn't develop as well as the Saints hope, then they'll probably have to go to the air. Where do you go in the air? Well, we know that Brandon Cooks is now gone for the Saints. They replace him somewhat with Ted Ginn Jr., another free agent. However, number one receiver on this team, Michael Thomas, the second-year receiver from Ohio State, had a fantastic, outstanding rookie season, looking to build upon that. But the Saints are a little bit short at wide receiver. The second leading returning receiver, Willie Snead, the fourth, will not be playing in the first three games due to an NFL suspension. So where will the production come from? Will it come from tight end Kobe Fleener? Will it come from receiver Brandon Coleman? Will it come from receiver Tommy Lee Lewis? I think one guy you might want to keep an eye on, running back rookie Alvin Kamara, who also is an outstanding prospect for the Saints. He's a guy who catches the ball out of the backfield. They're excited about him as a runner, but he might end up helping more in the passing game in this game because the Saints already have their primary runners in Mark Ingram and Adrian Peterson. So that's another thing to keep an eye on. Defensively, the Saints were pretty much lights out in the preseason. They finished top three in total defense, run defense, points allowed, and tied for first in sacks with 17 during the preseason. Will that carry over to the regular season? That's the biggest question for this Saints team defensively, because it seems that they have the proper parts. They certainly have not played in this preseason like the team that finished out the last three regular seasons when they were bottom five or six defensively in all statistical categories. They look to have improved on team speed. They certainly seem to have a better knowledge of defensive coordinator Dennis Allen's defensive schemes, and it looks like this team is ready to come alive. defensively for the Saints, three rookies might start in this game. First-round pick Marshawn Lattimore, cornerback. Second-round pick Marcus Williams, safety. Third-round pick Alex Anzalone, linebacker. All three played significant roles during the preseason, and it looks like if they don't start, they certainly will play starter-type snaps, but those three guys might be in the starting lineup depending on how Dennis Allen decides to deploy them. And again, we mentioned the Saints look improved defensively speed-wise. They look improved in terms of grasping the scheme, and those three rookies will make their debut here on Monday Night Football. Keep an eye also on the Saints linebacking unit, because that is pretty much a unit that has been turned over with the additions of Anzalone and A.J. Klein, as well as the addition of Manti Te'o. That's three linebackers they've added to the mix, along with Craig Robertson and maybe a little bit of Stephon Anthony this evening. So the linebacker core appears to be improved. We saw a lot of improvement out of that unit during the preseason also. Again, they look to be a spectacular group going into this regular season, but we won't know until we actually get into the action. And, of course, special teams. Now, the Saints have made some changes special teams-wise. They've gone through six long snappers this offseason, something that's pretty much unprecedented as far as I can tell. Latest, Zach Wood, he's going to be the guy who's going to be snapping to Thomas Morstead for the punts, and also to either Morstead or Chase Daniel as holders when Will Lutz decides to kick field goals or if they kick PATs. That will be something to watch, because I would imagine Minnesota is going to apply some pressure to see if they can force Wood to have an errant snap. That's really something worth watching. Six long snappers for the Saints this offseason, and Wood just recently joined the team within the last three, 4 days. So he will be a little bit on the hot seat here for the Saints. But again, Saints looking to start it off the right way here in Minneapolis against the Vikings right here at U.S. Bank Stadium. Stick and stay with us here on NewOrleansSaints.com. Check us out throughout the game. We'll tweet. We'll also have updates and the post-game show presented by Verizon Wireless on NewOrleansSaints.com. I'm John DeShazer. Enjoy the game.